there's good news for your earbuds. The best indie music. Indie Nation.
This is a song about stupid people that make the news. News of the stupid. And the false accusations made against me. Word.
I guess it's stupid to prove it innocent. Cause they're making soda needs you to incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess it's stupid to prove it innocent. Cause they're making soda needs you to incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. So if you're
ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I've been reporting the news of the stupid for years. So this wasn't me. I didn't do it. You've got to believe me. Slam the gavel, Judge Wapner got a grind.
Running my brain for days, how'd I get these black white stripes?
Smartest guy in my house, that was me a week ago.
Blacked out and now I'm the mailman Z-Low.
You can throw the book at me and I'ma not know how to read.
Can I just pay for my Mickey D's with this bag of weed?
I'ma jump inside a panda cage for a hug instead of a slave.
Then do each and all my business on a toy that starts display.
This is obviously a case of misplaced identity.
Plus his face is too pretty for this back was carved letter B.
If I can't purify this dumb, it's gonna kill me.
What's going on? Why these cop cars playing chicken with me?
Stupid. To prove it innocent, cause they're making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess it's stupid to prove it innocent, cause they're making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. So if you're innocent,
it's
let me
kind of blurry.
Come on, say one complete sentence.
I don't remember much.
So if you're innocent,
and I don't think I want to.
Come on, say one complete sentence.
And I think
yeah.
It went down like this. I was taping my podcast show. Next thing you know, everything goes black. I woke up with a way lower IQ and a blood alcohol level of 0.42. I never claimed to be a genius, but this was deranged. I started acting stupid like my brain was shortchanged. I tried to sell my baby on Craigslist. And then while robbing a bank, I handed them a driver's license.
What?
Scratched my itch with a gun. It was loaded. Cleared cobwebs with a blowtorch and my house exploded. Then the moment I really feared, guilty on all charges for the dumbest person of the year.
I guess it's stupid to prove it innocent, cause they're making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess it's stupid to prove it innocent, cause they're making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate.
Stupid as child.
News of the stupid. Word up. I never thought I'd be making my own news. I can't brain today. People are stupid, and once again, they've proven it.
Mind of crime.
The shadow knows.
I have a material witness on an aggravated battery with a handgun, and they believe this might be in retaliation to her testimony.
You're listening to
Indie Nation. Listeners, welcome to this week's episode of Stupid as Charge. Kind of bouncing around time-wise right now. We're rearranging the schedule here at the station, so, well, It is now, and it is live. And before we forget, Kerry Dalby and Devo Spice do the theme song, Stupid As Charged. You can find Devo at devospice.com. Kerry does the Bad Rapport podcast with the great Luke Ski, badrapport.com. You can find both of them, including the great Luke Ski, at thefump.com.
This week's Stupid As Charged consists of four stories, which all share the theme of stupid, dumb, strange, weird, or in some other way are worthy of a dunce cap rating. In particular, this episode, A Drunk and His Zebra, Don't Forget Your Homework, and Poison Gas.
Yeah. Story one, A Drunk and His Zebra. Lumpy got word of this one via his local Fox News channel. One of those headlines that makes you do a double take, like, did I read that right? The original headline read, Man charged with OVI had zebra in vehicle. Yeah, I read it right. An Iowa man has been charged and arrested with OVI and had his pets taken to a friend's house. The police received a few calls regarding a zebra and a parrot trapped in a car. No surprise, at a bar. The article states that quite a few people called. I bet that is a good thing, since one might cross such thing off as a hoax if only one person called. Nonetheless, it was no joke, and when the police arrived, they did see a zebra in a car, and perched on the driver's shoulder, there actually was a parrot. Why is it I just can't get this image of Raoul's Wild Kingdom from Weird Al's UHF out of my head? Wildlife aside, the driver blew a .148 and was charged. Oh yeah, his girlfriend stated they loved going for rides. Wow.
I would really have loved to see them getting a zebra inside of a car. Wow.
And I mean, why do you have a zebra in the first place? I mean, not common pets, are they?
No, it is not a common pet, and it is definitely not common to shove it in a car.
And joining us a little late is Omni. Omni, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we thought you fell asleep or something, dude. Hey, welcome to it. Did you hear the first one?
No, I ended up eating supper late and kind of throwing things together over here.
Well, we're streaming live as we speak, so you're on the spot now.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez, yeah, like I never do that to you. Anyways, some dude was given a DUI. Actually, an OVI, they called it. And apparently he had a zebra and a parrot in his car.
How do you actually fit a zebra in the car?
That was Michelle's question.
I would have loved to have seen them actually getting the zebra in the car, how the physics of that worked.
And then the combination, a zebra and parrot.
And the parrot was sitting on his shoulder.
And they were off to the circus.
They were at a bar, surprisingly. The article also said that the police received several calls. That was my other thought. If just one person called this in, would the police just write it off as a hoax automatically? I mean, seriously.
Hi, I was just at the bar. I saw a zebra and a parrot in a car. Damn drunk.
Especially if the call was like coming from the bar.
Right. I could just see the cops going, damn drunks, and hanging up.
I'm at Moe's. There's a car in the lot with a zebra and a parrot. And the unicorns are coming to back up my story, okay?
Yeah, sure, pal.
You know, here's your sign. I'm going to go 3 with it. I'm not thinking it's that great. It's middle of the road. It's good because of its strangeness. And it, just the combination, zebra and parrot, okay? I mean, you know.
That's an odd combination.
Zebra and hyena would be kind of like, okay, they kind of go together. It's almost like Sesame Street, one of these things.
Oh, Lord.
So then you show the kids a little diagram of a drunk, a zebra, a car, and a parrot, and you see what they throw out, okay? Okay, Yippee, what are you going to give it?
I think I'll give it I say 3.5.
And Omni, do you care to rate that one?
I'll give it a 3.5.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Omni loves me more than you.
That's going to be a 3.5 then. And, hey, let's roll out the contact information. Indie Nation is 818-81-INDIE is the Google voice number. info@indienation.fm. I'm Lumpy on Twitter. We're Indie Nation FM on Twitter. Let's let our remote guest go next. Omni?
You can find me at twitter.com/OmniDragon. You can find me on Google Plus as OmniDragon and at my website at entertainmentmix.com.
And the lovely Yippee?
I am Michelle George on Twitter. I am Michelle George on Google Plus. You can call my Google voice at 734-288-8457, and you can email me at michelle@indienation.fm.
And this ought to be a good show. You've got your lime, Coke, and Malibu rum right next to you.
Yeah, I got a big-ass bottle of rum sitting next to me, dude.
And we got some good music picked out, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes after we thought, you know, my thought was, like, if you're drunk enough to have a zebra and a parrot with you, that had to be, like, some serious drinking. So I thought Seven Drunken Nights by the Brobdingnagin. Bards. You can find them at thebards.net. You want to take a stab at it, Yippee?
Oh, hell. Wasn't it like, oh, God.
Brobdingnagin.
No, I give
dig
up.
Again.
I'm not even going to try. Again. I'm just looking at it and going, screw it.
Brobdingnagin. Omni, help.
What are you trying to say?
Brobdingnagin.
I don't know. I think I only got half of that.
Brobdingnagin.
If you type it into Google Translate, it will give you a pronunciation. That's how we got it the first time, but you know, we're
Brobdingnagin.
So we forgot it by now.
You know, good band.
Really good music.
Thebards.net.
You can't say their name, but you can say their website. So that's cool.
So I'll thebards.net. And we'll be back in about 6 minutes.
As I got home on Monday night, as drunk as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside my door, where my horse ought to be. So I called me wife and I said to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me who owns that horse outside my door, where my horse ought to be? Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. I traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow, sure I've never seen before. And as I got home on Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind my door, where my coat ought to be. So I called me wife and I says to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me who owns the coat behind my door where my coat ought to be. Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely blanket that me mother sent me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but buttons on a blanket, sure, I've never seen before. As I got home on Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a pipe beside my chair, where my pipe ought to be. So I called me wife and I says to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me, who owns that pipe beside my chair where my pipe ought to be?" Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely tin whistle that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but tobacco and a tin whistle, sure, I'd never seen before. As I got home on Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed, where my boots ought to be. So I called me wife and I says to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me, who owns the boots beneath the bed where my boots ought to be?" Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That is two geranium pots me mother sent to me. I traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but laces on geranium pots I've never seen before. And as I got home on Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head upon the bed, where my head ought to be. So I called me wife and I says to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me, who owns the head upon the bed where my head ought to be?" Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely baby that me mother sent me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but whiskers on a baby, sure, I've never seen before. Except on Mark sometimes, but we'll skip that.
What?
As I got home on Saturday night, as drunk could be, I saw two hands up on her breasts, where my hands ought to be. So I called me wife and I says to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me, who owns the hands up on your breasts where my hands ought to be?" Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely nightgown that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but fingers on a nightgown, sure, I've never seen before. And as I got home on Sunday night, as drunk could be, I saw a lad sneaking out the back, 3:15.
2:45?
Okay. So I called me wife and I says to her, "Will you kindly tell to me?"
No way. Hey, wife!
Oh, wait, that's a little late.
Who was that lad sneaking out the back, 3:15? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That was just a tax man that the queen she sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but an Englishman who can last till 3 I've never seen before. Or 2:45, whichever one is. All right, yes, that's right.
That's true, too. You know, I missed that last, "Hey, wife." I'm not used to shouting that.
Yeah, you're not very good at your "hays," are you?
Huh? Hey. I resent that comment.
Okay.
Odds are we're already in your ears. Take the next step. Let us be the voices in your head.
Indie Nation listeners, welcome back to Stupid is Charged, streaming to you cyber live from various locations throughout the nations, thanks to the wonders of technology. You just heard the Brobdingnag Bards.
Yay! You did it! I'm impressed. Now do that game song.
No way. You can find them at thebards.net. And, well, we're going to get back to some dumb criminals in the news again.
Well, in a story I'm calling Poison Gas? Fuck it. Let's just put t-shirts over our face. that I found originally at blogs.browardpalmbeach.com. 20-year-old Darren Green and 17-year-old Jamarian Lee are either really brave or really stupid. They decided it was in their best interest to burglarize a home that was being fumigated for termites. The owner of the house pulled out his smartphone around 4 a.m. to check security cameras and was surprised to see two men holding t-shirts over their faces rummaging through his belongings. He called the police, who couldn't enter the house, you guessed it, because it was filled with deadly poison. The police called a fumigator to clear the house, however the men had already escaped. They were arrested after a tip led police to the men trying to sell the items they had stolen. Fort Lauderdale police spokesman Detective Travis Mandel is quoted as saying, and this is my favorite part, "What kind of person does that? What kind of person risks their life for a couple of pieces of property, going into a house with danger, do not enter, poison signs all over it?" And though Mandel said the gas was definitely not for human consumption, the burglars didn't show any sign of injury.
Wow. Now, most of those pesticides attack, like, the nerves, the brain, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they just didn't have that much to lose.
I would definitely agree with that, considering they put a t-shirt over their face and walked into a tented, poison-filled house.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
These
guys get a 5 from me. I mean, seriously.
So Michelle's already chiming in with the vote. Omni, you got anything on this one?
I danger, do not enter, poison.
Let's go in.
Hey, let's go in that house.
Hey, dude, this is an easy score.
I caught that definitely a 3 lead, you know, he's down weird.
Oh, I'm even going to go a 4 on it. I'll go a 4 on that one, but because that's just dumb. But like I said, maybe they didn't have anything to damage. That's why they're okay.
Yep.
Omni, what are you going to give it?
A 4.5.
You went in the house, didn't you? What are you going to give it, Knowles?
I think three drinkily.
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, do the math on that one. Tell me what the average is, Omni.
Knowles replaced you as Simon Cowell.
You no doubt.
1%.
So the votes are in on that one, and we thought we'd close it with a tune by Morphine Killer. And you can find them at?
You can find them at morphinekiller.com. And the song that I picked was Poison of This Lifestyle.
And we'll be back in about 5 minutes for you with one more stupid criminal story.
Get to the computer. Get to the computer now. Listen to IndieNation.fm. We'll be right back.
IndieNation.fm, as far as indie music goes, is the only location.
Welcome back to Stupid as Charged, Indie Nation listeners. And, well, we've got one more story that we had planned. And then we got one more that Black Spider from Geekshed Internet Relay Chat sent in to us. So, one more time with who we played. That was Morphine Killer. Poison of This Lifestyle, you can find him again at
MorphineKiller.com.
And, well, Omni, I think you're on deck with the next one, aren't you?
Yeah, this one comes from the Huffington Post.
Omni?
Sorry, I forgot to hold down the talk button. I was saying that this one comes from the Huffington Post, and it says, it sounds like a scene in a movie, but a pregnant woman in New Zealand lied to police that she was about to give birth to get out of a speeding ticket. Police were getting ready to lay spikes in the road to stop a Honda Civic speeding at more than 90 miles an hour on a highway near Tauranga on Monday morning, according to the New Zealand Herald. When the man driving eventually pulled over, he told police his friend was about to bring a new life into the world. She played the part, sitting with her feet spread apart on the dashboard while the allegedly expectant father rode in the back seat, the Herald reported. The police called for an ambulance and cordoned off the road as the paramedics arrived. Police later called the hospital to check on the patient, but discovered that the pregnant woman discharged herself as soon as she arrived, reported the Otago Times Daily. I think she's tried using her pregnancy to put a smokescreen to give some justification for the driver's actions. It's not just a waste of our time, but a waste of the time of the St. John's ambulance staff helping people who really need their help, acting Senior Sergeant Mark Holmes told the paper. Cops later busted the 23-year-old driver for dangerous driving.
I mean, how are you going to fake it once you get to the hospital?
Yeah, you can't. That's why she discharged herself as soon as she got to the hospital. She knew she could not fake that.
That
just... Go on. Get in the wheelchair, put the pillow underneath your whatever. Just keep going with it.
Well, it says she was pregnant.
Well, if she faked it long enough, then she would have the evidence sooner or later.
Yeah? Doesn't say how far along she was, though. So you got to wonder how long she'd have to fake being in labor.
Well, obviously, well enough where her friend noticed and said, hey, I've got a brilliant idea. Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Maybe she was large to begin with.
Yeah, well, I'm going a 4.
I think
a 4 for me, twinkly. A 4.5 maybe.
I think I'll go with a 4 on that, too.
I'll make it unanimous.
Oh. By the way, the last one averaged out as a 4.5 and is in the lead.
Yay!
And that is officially our last story, but like I said, we're going to come back with one more that a listener from Geekshed Internet Relay Chat, Black Spider, pasted in our Pound Indie Nation, which is our chat channel over there at Geekshed Internet Relay Chat. Geekshed.net is where you can go to find them. And, well, I believe you picked out a Carrie Dalby tune, correct, Knowles? I mean, Omni?
Carrie Dalby with Possible Oscar Road Tripper.
Yep, you can find Possible Oscar at PossibleOscar.com, and they're both at TheFump.com. And we'll be back in about 3 minutes with one more Stupid as Charged.
Yeah, it took me so long It took me half the way there. Finished on Greyhound. Cause the state troopers gave me a scare now. But I'm a road tripper. Don't need no ticket, no. It took me so long to ride out, but I rode out. Baby, you can drop my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drop my car. And maybe I'll love you. Beep, 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 yeah. Circle K. Drove home Sunday. Left again on the next day now. Cause I'm a road tripper. A weekend driver, yeah. It took me so long to drive out, but I drove out.
There's good news for your earbuds. The best indie music, Indie Nation.
Indie Nation listeners, welcome back to, I guess, the bonus segment of Stupid as Charged would be the best way to describe it.
Yeah, I think so.
This one we just couldn't pass up. A local man, according to CountryCalifornia.com, excuse me, was arrested for tampering with merchandise at Walmart. He did something kind of interesting. He got several hundred CDs, put them in the cart, came back a little bit later and seemed kind of nervous, and was putting them back on the shelf. And the quotes in the article, along with the photo, are just great. He's in the Walmart, and an employee walks up and says, I asked him if he was putting them back because he changed his mind about buying them, and I guess he grunted something like, But it turns out he had opened them all, correct?
Yes.
And then he had replaced all the CDs with his collection. Are you guys following this? He took out he put his collection of music in there. You still with me, Omni?
Yeah.
Okay, so he did in fact do this, and then it's just I want to find the quote. It says, "I didn't shoplift nothing. I told the cops they could find all that country pop bullshit in the Rubbermaid garbage pans and homeware where that crap belongs. I was just trying to give people around here some damn culture. So I brought my whole collection up here to give it away for free, of course. I've got it all ripped on my laptop. My alphabetizing skills might be lacking, but I ain't stupid." He's like, "Can you believe they don't have Jerry Reed in the whole God-even store?" He continued. "Well, for 15 shining minutes last Friday night, they did." Then later he says, "They threw all my CDs in the dumpster and broke them. Them mother-ers. I'm suing their ass for destruction of property and mental anguish. I was just trying to help this town out. I'm a by-God patriot."
By God, patriot, by swapping CDs. Hell yeah.
Hundreds.
Stick it to him, brother. You show him.
So he's got no clue, and he's now got no tunage.
Oh, Lordy.
What do you think, Omni?
Good job.
Oh, I'm sorry. You broke up really bad there, buddy.
Good job.
Yeah.
Oh.
No Jerry Reed, man. Set him off. I 4.5 from Lumpy on that one. I mean, you know, he's... yeah. And if you look at the photo with the article, especially, well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I gave it a 3.
Knowles is going to give it a 3. You know, we, you know, yeah. Boy, I don't know.
I'd give it a 3.5.
A 3.5 from the Yippie.
I'll give it a 3.5.
Well, that's probably going to end up being a 3.5. Maybe a, no, it'll be a 3.5. So, with that final tidbit, we now roll over to, well, we had to put in a bonus track, so to speak, as well. And I found this guy over at Mevio's Music Alley, Roy J., the prettiest girl in Walmart. And, well, we'll be back on the mics a little bit later with some other shows, but we're going to close it out with this prettiest girl in Walmart from Roy J., and then we're going to go to one that a lot of people talk about they have a hard time finding. That's because the net label's gone. It's going to be part of the Lumpcast. It's going to be a tune called Housey Groove. You can find it over at archive.org, and I'll make sure I have clickable links in the show notes for that. But we'll be back to talk to you in about a half an hour here with what we like to call the Freakin' Geek shows on Friday night here at IndieNation.fm. And stay tuned for Indie Soup at midnight. And, well, that's it. Everybody say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Night, everybody.
Night.
I was standing in line just getting some things when I saw an angel without any wings. She was pushing a cart with two little kids, screaming and banging on the trash can lids. She's the prettiest girl in Walmart. Do it with just one look. She's the prettiest girl in Walmart. By the vacuum cleaner and a coloring book. She had dirty blonde hair and a figure so fine. Standing in the aisle with a box of red wine. I wanted to smile and show her that I care, but her boyfriend came and I got scared. He's the scariest guy in Walmart, cut off sleeves and big tattoos. He's the scariest guy in Walmart, buying a hunting rifle and a bottle of boyfriend left, and I made my move. In the seafood aisle, my love to her I proved. She gave me a smile, and my heart it skipped a beat. I dropped my Robitussin and my deli meat. She's the prettiest girl in Walmart. Daisy Duke shorts and long, long legs. She's the prettiest girl in Walmart. Buying a plasma TV and a dozen eggs. Well, her boyfriend came back and he yelled, "Hey!" Pushed me into a 2-for-$1 display. Tried to get up, but I fell back down, sliding all over. I felt like a clown. He's the scariest guy in Walmart. Tree trunk arms and a belly full of fat. He's He's the scariest guy in Walmart, buying a NASCAR belt and a matching hat. Rotisserie chicken with all them bones. I missed my chance at my one true love, so I'm cursing Walmart and all the stars above. She was the prettiest girl in Walmart, and I can't go back to who knows when. She's the prettiest girl in Walmart. Now I know I'll never see her again. Now I know I'll never see her again.
Time shifted or downloaded. Your music delivered to you every day in every possible way. The latest and the greatest, freshest indie music on the planet.